Roots. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump will be on the ballot in every Super Tuesday state, including Colorado.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country.
The former president on today's Supreme Court ruling, which overturned a Colorado Supreme Court decision to remove him from the primary ballot in that state in an historic 14th Amendment case. Nikki Haley is going into Super Tuesday fresh off her first win in this past weekend's D.C. Republican primary. Jack Teixeira will spend 16 years in prison. The 22-year-old Massachusetts National Guardsman pleaded guilty today to posting highly classified military secrets on a social media platform that's popular with gamers. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are abandoning their merger. Jason Kelce calling it a career after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The committee hosting the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is looking for volunteers. Members are encouraging local businesses to give workers time off so they can help out. The committee says volunteers will play an important role in the convention. 50,000 people are expected in Milwaukee from July 15th through the 18th. First Lady Jill Biden is warning about what Donald Trump would do about reproductive rights if he returns to the White House.
He's considering a national abortion ban. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win.
Mrs. Biden was in Waukesha yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison Wednesday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Menominee County man is indicted by a federal grand jury for crimes related to fentanyl overdoses, including one that was fatal on the Menominee Indian Reservation in December. 41-year-old Warren Grignon of Kashina is charged with one count of distribution resulting in death and two counts of distribution resulting in serious bodily injury. Each charge carries a mandatory minimum of 20 years to life in prison. The Main Street Bridge in Oshkosh will undergo structural, mechanical, and electrical improvements next year. The bridge was built in 1971, but DOT communications specialist Mark Cantola says it's still very safe.
If you take one thing away from this meeting, besides all the wonderful rehab that's going to be done, it's that this structure is completely safe for you to drive across, boat under, or walk across.
The bridge will close September 2025 and will remain closed through spring of 26. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Pack is back from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers front office, back from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. GM Brian Gutekunst, CEO Mark Murphy, and special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia were there. A report says the team's still trying to restructure Aaron Jones' contract, but that running back A.J. Dillon will not return and is likely headed to free agency. Badgers running back Braylon Allen was there. I asked him how his interview with the Packers went.
It went very well. I enjoyed talking with them. I liked everybody on the staff. It was a really good meeting. Just broke down some film. They asked me some, kind of football IQ questions about fronts, pressures, different defenses, things like that.
Baseball spring training, the Brewers with a 10-4 win over the Diamondbacks. NBA, despite a loss to the Nuggets, the Lakers' LeBron James becoming the first player ever to reach 40,000 career points. The Bucks spent Sunday working on their defense, their first practice at home in over a month.
We managed to figure everything out eventually.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs in the mid-40s. And more sunshine for Wednesday, into the upper 40s for a high. Thursday looks mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, and a high around 50 degrees. Right now, it's 48.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now, in front of us, is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 a.m. for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this the Power and Cheese Monday edition. A happier, happy hour. Welcome to it.
Thank you, buddy. I love cheese. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, our fair audience, 844-967-2789. Why the cheese, Crudy? Is it cheese, bro?
Cheese, bro. It's cheese, bro time. Coverage at the Washington Post. Also, I found it initially at the Journal Sentinel and other local sources here in Wisconsin. Well, damn it, Dom, this plot originated here, and it's been uncovered, more of the criminal conspiracy, I would allege criminal conspiracy, through this civil lawsuit. More evidence had to come into the public record because the cheese bro and Jim Troopas, I forget who that
guy is. Who's Jim
Troopas? I guess we'll never know. Jim Troopas was Trump's attorney for what, the last 3 months or so, kind of leading up to the January 6th. Apparently, he sort of co-authored the fake elector scheme. He was part of the recount effort in, you know, Dane and Milwaukee counties, wanted to overturn the electoral outcomes. And, you know, he's kind of up to his eyeballs, Tom. That's Jim Troopas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Former wanker appointee to the state. Oh,
and don't forget also, what, attorney for Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, that was unnecessary because, you know, Ron won, so no recount necessary against Mandela Barnes. But yes, Dom, my understanding is not only was he part of the fake elector scheme that apparently Ron Johnson was more than willing to be a co-conspirator in, because he was, what, going to personally deliver, be the conduit of cheese, bro, because apparently the fake electors hadn't arrived in D.C. on time. So Ron said, bring them all down. And I'll help hand them off to the vice president. At minimum, that was Ron Johnson's complicitness in the scheme, right, Dom?
Yeah, at minimum, Ron Johnson drove the getaway car.
That's a way of putting it. Here's the headline, Molly Beck. And I did hear that this is all lawfare. Heard it mostly on the righty-whitey talk radio. They're refuting every word of this. I'm like, every word? Every word, because most of this is factually based, but here's the reporting of Molly Beck. Court records from Trump's attorneys, Troopas and Cheeseboro, revealed depth of the fake elector scheme. Now, I covered some of this way back at the 3 o'clock hour, Don, but a little recap. Two attorneys with deep ties to Wisconsin worked together to carry out a scheme to keep Donald Trump in power after he lost the re-election in 2020, new court records show. Former Trump attorneys Jim Troupas and Kenneth Cheesebro made public this week troves of previously hidden emails, text messages, and other documents as part of their agreement to settle a lawsuit filed against them over a plan to have 10 Wisconsin Republicans sign and submit paperwork claiming to be electors for Trump, even though Joe Biden won, right? According to the plaintiff's attorneys, well, that's Jeff Mandel and the crew over at Law Forward. Here is how he is quoted. Troupas and Cheesebro orchestrated an egregious and unprecedented scheme to undermine the will of the voters in Wisconsin and beyond. Beyond, I tell you, Dom.
Wisconsin and beyond. This case was the first to seek accountability for those individuals who tried to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters. Through this litigation, we have been able to reveal the details of the scheme and those who were responsible to ensure this never happens again.
Well, those who are responsible are Troupas and Cheesebro, and I would say Rudy Giuliani, but he was not named in the action.
You know, maybe if they were criminally prosecuted, maybe this would never happen again, but I digress. According to the article, the Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck, but Troupas and Cheesebro did not admit wrongdoing as part of their agreement with the plaintiffs to resolve the matter. The settlement was made to avoid endless litigation, and nothing in today's settlement constitutes an admission of fault, nor should it, Troupas said in a statement. It is the duty of lawyers to vigorously represent their clients, regardless of their popularity, within the bounds of the law. Our representation was vigorous and ethically appropriate.
Was it more criminal and unethical?
Seemingly so. In the settlement agreement signed by Cheesebro and Troupas, the attorneys agreed not to help any future presidential campaign prepare slates of alternate electoral votes without stipulating that documents are not being cast by true electors. Oh, so they're actually going to put on the little asterisk that they didn't put on last time. Troupas also agreed to pay an undisclosed amount as part of the settlement. His attorney said Troupas also agreed to cover plaintiff's attorney's fees accrued in future lawsuits if he violates the agreement.
Now, I pointed out earlier, Dom, you know how the civil settlements work. Nobody ever declares guilt or admits anything, right? But who wrote the check? Troupas. Who wrote the check? Troupas. When there's money exchanged and it's more than ceremonial, somebody is admitting financial liability because they wrote a check.
And whoever wrote that check, they're the one, whether you like it or not. According to the records, Troupas instructed Cheesebro to prepare Electoral College documents for Trump campaign officials in other states at the request of the Trump campaign. Remember, we talked about this at the time when these things were all being, you know, out and filed. Very similar language, very similar formatting. Troupas, the former Dane County Circuit Court judge, was hired by Trump's campaign to oversee recounts Trump called for in the Dane and Milwaukee counties. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. He lives in Cross Plains. Cheesebro was born in Wisconsin Rapids, also worked for the Trump campaign. The emails crudely released by Troupas and Cheesebro also show they coordinated legal strategies during recounts of ballots in Dane and Milwaukee counties, during which Troupas sought to throw out thousands of absentee ballots that were cast in person through a process known as early voting. And thank you, Mr. Troupas, that would have been my ballot. And I think it gets lost in all this, not just the lies and the attacks on our institutions and our voting systems and all that, but the fact that these folks showed up and vigorously supported their candidate or their client by trying to get my vote thrown out for no reason.
Well, Dom, if it's of any consolation, Troupas tried to get his own vote thrown out as well. Wanted to disenfranchise himself. Seems like he would have known better had it been illegal to vote in that fashion and wouldn't have chosen that illegal means of voting if it was such a damn problem.
Hey, you know what? This is the Republicans are more than happy to martyr their own vote so long as they can take more away from the Democratic side.
Did you see who they were getting their legal advice from?
I did. The pair received legal advice from Crudy's buddy, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, can't spell Kelly without two L's, Crudy, about their efforts, during which he urged them not to file an appeal of county ballots collected by election workers in Madison City Parks because of a lack of legal ground to do so. What, Kelly, that almost sounds like reasonable legal advice. Kelly, who was working for the state GOP at the time as legal counsel, told the attorneys if their goal is to get their arguments before the state Supreme Court, including problematic legal arguments, will likely result in a rejection. And this is coming from Kelly, who is the king of problematic legal arguments. So you might want to consider the source and listen to the man.
I can't put my thumb on the scale of justice for you in the current sense. I'm no longer on the courts. So you got to make sense in some way, shape, or form. It's got to be defendable. And they couldn't find a defendable position to run back up to the courts. Because as I pointed out them, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, led by Hagedorn, his greatest crime against Trump and MAGA humanity, is he was the 4-3, along with the liberal bloc, to not consider overthrowing 200,000 absentee ballots in the state of Wisconsin. That was his crime. And you remember when Donald Trump came to Wisconsin, dude, to go campaign against Rebecca Clayfish in Waukesha County? You know what her crime was? Her 16-year-old daughter went on a plutonic date to homecoming with Hagedorn's kid. Somebody somebody ran that to Mar-a-Lago so that it became part of Trump's sphere. And Trump railed against that. Trump went against that family. And I like Joel. And I've not been a particular fan of Rebecca's. But, you know, I don't think it was necessary to go after the 16-year-old for her homecoming date. But that's all it took for Trump to go against.
Well, it doesn't take much now, does it? Trump doesn't get his way, you're attacked. Washington Post also picked this up. National News, actually, right? Jim Troupas and Cheesebro. Emails show that Cheesebro sent Ward, some of these Arizona folks, another Arizona attorney, several folks, detailed instructions on how to carry out the plan and draft a news release, which was borrowed from the lead lawyer in Wisconsin. That's Jim Troupas. Wrote and expects to release. He instructed them to ensure that envelopes were sealed and labeled and to retain copies of ballots as proof that the electors did actually cast ballots for president and vice president. The communications include photos taken by Cheesebro of Trump electors meeting to sign documents in Wisconsin, a video taken of the meeting and of Wisconsin, Republican lawyers and officials gathered outside an aircraft during a trip to Washington in mid-December. On that trip, which happened after the Electoral College met, they met with Trump in the Oval Office and discussed the electoral strategy. After the meeting, Cheesebro texted Troupas a tweet from a conservative figure that referenced Trump's December 19, 2020 tweet about a big protest. Be there will be wild, Cheesebro texted Troupas. Wow, based on 3 days ago, I think we have a unique understanding of this. Yes, they're very, very, very back and forth. Troupas sought information from Cheesebro on what to expect as objections from official certification of electoral votes in Congress played out. Cheesebro invited Troupas to stay in an extra room he had booked at the Trump Hotel, but Troupas wasn't planning to travel to Washington for the certification. On that day, Troupas encouraged Cheesebro in a text to enjoy the history you have made possible today. Soon after, they learned that Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin could not get the elector paperwork he was supposed to deliver to Pence because it is not sealed, Troupas text. Cheesebro texts photos of himself on the ground smiling among a crowd and wearing a red Trump 2020 hat. Tear gas at the Capitol, Troupas text. Cheesebro replied that he had caught a whiff. You know, representing your clients, he caught a whiff. Patrick Marley and others at the Washington Post. Rojo. Well, they weren't sealed, man. If they were sealed, maybe they would have been delivered. This is kind of new news to me, Curtis.
And Cheesebro, he's got a new perjury problem. I'll tell you about that next. War Devils.
Ah, the power of cheese.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you hang out with us. Join the political party. Talk a little smack at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's described here at the Raw Story, one of my favorite aggregators. New perjury problem for ex-Trump lawyer Kenneth Cheeseborough, flagged by law professor. This one involves the state of Wisconsin. Listen close. Brad Reed reporting, Dom. Former Trump lawyer Kenneth Cheeseborough is already facing questions about whether he potentially perjured himself in testimony to Michigan prosecutors. And now New York University law professor Ryan Goodman has flagged testimony in another state that could prove problematic. And it's testimony in Nevada about Wisconsin. Listen close. Specifically, Goodman points to a statement Cheeseborough made to a grand jury in Nevada about the alternative elector plan he devised, in which a group of Trump supporters falsely asserted themselves to be the legitimate Electoral College representatives in states that voted for Joe Biden in 2020. After Cheeseborough was asked whether he saw pending litigation as critical to the plan's success, he affirmed he did, but only in reference to Wisconsin. Watch him split the infinitive here, Dom. The whole point of the alternative elector plan that we arrived at in Wisconsin is the idea we make sure that we have the extra 3 weeks to try and win the lawsuit, Cheeseborough explained. If there isn't a lawsuit, then there's no need for this to be done because there's no lawsuit that would be won before January 6th. And I would point out the state Supreme Court, again, by a 4-3, had already killed the lawsuit in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, yes.
However, an email sent by Cheeseborough on December 8th, 2020 shows that the attorney did not believe that litigation was critical to the planned success. It's almost like it didn't matter. Here's what he wrote then, Dom. I think having the elector send in alternative slates of votes on December 14th can pay huge dividends, even if there is no litigation pending on January 6th, he argues. The email went on to say that there is no barrier to Congress. There, we're talking to the Senate, assuming it's still controlled by Republicans, deliberating on which electoral slate to count. Even if one electoral slate is endorsed by the governor, after all litigation is final, indeed, even if the slate met the December 8th safe harbor deadline. So they conclude here, Dom. In other words, argued Cheeseborough, there didn't need to be any pending litigation to justify the alternative electors. Do you see the distinction? As the Republican senators could simply vote to count their votes instead of the ones who voted for Biden. This leads Goodman, again, he's the law professor in NYU, to conclude that Kenneth Cheeseborough has a new perjury problem because he also gave self-serving but perjurious testimony apparently to Nevada investigators because he originally told them, well, the only reason, the only rationale for the Wisconsin slate of false electors was to give us three more weeks, to give us a chance
to win the lawsuit.
To win the lawsuit, which, of course, we know in the state courts had already failed by the time they met, with no caveats, no asterisks, no just in cases, that had already failed before they cast their, what I would say, criminally false votes at the Wisconsin Capitol, Dom.
All based on a lie. All based on Donald Trump losing, all based on Donald Trump, you know, planting the seed corn the year, almost a year before the election even happened, talking about mail-in ballots and and all that in an effort to deny me. I'm going to make this about me and you, audience. I'm making it about you, to deny you your vote. Not only to deny your vote, but do it based on a lie, and then get caught about it. And then, you know, obviously try to cover your ass and give everyone what they want to hear without exactly maybe, you know, being entirely honest about your efforts. It is just, it's the worst of the worst, man, in this regard.
Well, I think Cheeseborough was concerned he might be prosecuted if he acknowledged that, you know, this just wasn't theoretical legal theory. They didn't care whether or not there was an ongoing lawsuit.
Obviously,
they were just giving an
excuse. The documents in Wisconsin after the Supreme Court said no.
Well, even if they could plausibly say, and I don't think they could, but even if they plausibly said, well, there still could be an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. There is a higher court in the land. If that's the 3 weeks and the rationale he's claiming in the email, well, it still doesn't explain the fact that he contradicts himself by December 8th talking about the cheese bro when he says, well, you know, the lawsuits don't matter because we got the votes in the Senate anyways. Because it was an any means necessary kind of a plan. And, you know.
Yeah, the guy lost. They didn't like the fact that he lost, and they tried to overthrow the government and keep their guy in. I mean, what do you call that? And how is that acceptable? I mean, really, people. Audience, how is that acceptable? That is exactly everything we don't want, man. Remember Red Dawn? I do. This is not okay, people.
Wolverines.
The guy tried to overthrow the government. I mean, laid this out there, and he's got willing, complicit conspirators, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, 100-some Republicans in Congress. And now the Supreme Court says nobody can ever be, you know, thrown off a ballot based on the 14th Amendment? What? 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? You're up. Welcome, Bob. What do you got?
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Where are you at, Bob? Guess we don't have Bob. Try again, Bob.
You know, Dom.
844-967-2789.
Where's the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin in this regard? I mean, what is newly being presented is basically Cheeseborough lying to other prosecutors, outstate prosecutors, about the crimes he committed here in the state of Wisconsin. This was clearly a crime. And just because they've got some sort of a civil settlement with Law Forward, I mean, thank you, Jeff Mandel. Thank you, Law Forward. They just pulled more evidence into the public. We now know more and more.
Civil lawsuits to do that. Why can't we have a criminal law? I mean, really, this is the only reason this information continues to come to light. I mean, it's not like these folks are voluntarily turning over their plans and their conspiracy to overturn the government. It's not, I mean, you got to go through a lawsuit to get those things. And who, come on, Matt Gableman involved, Ron Johnson involved, Andrew Hitt, former Wisconsin GOP chair, involved. Hell, man, Wisconsin Elections Commission, Bob Spindell, one of six, involved. He's one of them. He also signed an agreement saying, no more, we won't do this. Come on, this is, where's the criminal accountability? One thing to release your records. Is this okay? Can people do this in the future? Is this what we're encouraging? Is this what we call civil engagement? Hey, our guy lost. I got a plan for that. How about, hey, our guy lost. Let's try harder next time.
That Cheeseborough, he thinks outside the box. Very clever, that one. Come back with us. I'm not sure if we're as clever as the Cheeseborough, but we'll do our best. Strategizing with you on the airwaves, 844-967-2789.
Hey, it's John Mino. On Tuesday's show, Sandra Rank joins us for her Inside the House segment. Mino and the Mayor, 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We Energies expects to spend about $335 million to build electrical infrastructure to serve Microsoft's data center in Mount Pleasant. Data centers are massive users of electricity. The U.S. Energy Department says data centers use as much as 50 times the energy of a similar-sized office space. Data centers run around the clock to support cloud computing and other data-intensive applications. The Wisconsin legislature's new district maps are creating openings for Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says she's hearing from a lot of people who want to run for office.
I am thrilled. We've got great candidates all over, and with Trump at the top of the ticket, and with Tammy Baldwin and her numbers, it's going to be a great year.
That's Hasselbein at a WISC Politics luncheon last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The 70th annual CP Telethon breaks the record for donations collected on Sunday. The telethon aired on television station WBAY. This year, the Green Bay Telethon was reduced to a single day with internet streaming the day before. The change didn't harm the donations as they raised a record-breaking $1,469,772. The money collected in the telethon helps those with cognitive or physical disabilities in the area. The Green Bay School Board meets in closed session tonight to discuss a vacant seat. Trustee Laura Layton and Warren resigned from the board a week ago. At tonight's meeting, they'll discuss the process of appointing a new board member to fill what's left of Layton and Warren's term through April of next year. The meeting will start at 5 with an open session to follow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS WGBW News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If the music to Beyoncé's new country song, Texas Hold'em, sounds familiar, it might be because you were a fan of the cartoon Franklin growing up. Some fans thought the singer sampled the show's music, which probably had professional samplers Vanilla Ice and Kid Rock jealous. Social mediaites were all over the spectrum, with some implying theft and some saying there's only a vague similarity. Franklin theme song composer Bruce Coburn weighed in saying that the song shares only a similarity in rhythmic feel, but that it's all Beyoncé's. The song made Beyoncé the first ever Black woman to reach the top of the country charts. Joyce Lipinski, widow of Richard Lewis, took to social media to thank fans on Twix for the loving tributes to her hilarious husband who passed away last week. Deadline reported that Lipinski encouraged those who miss her husband to honor him by donating to his charity, ComedyGivesBack.com. Lewis will be missed. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs in the mid-40s. And more sunshine for Wednesday, into the upper 40s for a high. Thursday looks mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, and a high around 50 degrees. It's 46 right now.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Power of Cheese Monday edition, Cheese Bro. Making a lot of headlines. Happier, happy hour, rolling through it. Here's something I didn't know about the Trump administration, while they were in the White House, were literally trying all the drugs. Do you see this newest reporting? Yeah. David McAfee reporting, it was recently reported that a doctor who served in Donald Trump's administration was quick to hand out certain medications.
Yeah, baby.
But a new investigation has revealed the extent of the purported abuse. When it's called abuse, Dom, it's crossing a line.
My arm, it's broken.
This reporting, according to Newsweek, I didn't even know that was still a thing. In January, it was reported that Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson, Dr. Feelgood, as he's known, when he was the doctor for Trump's White House, improperly handed out certain prescriptions. He faced backlash following a critical report by the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, according to Newsweek. But now this newest reporting, Rolling Stone, you know, if you're going to do an article about drug use, Rolling Stone, and then the Devil's Advocates will pick it up immediately, make it go worldwide. Now Rolling Stone has released an exclusive report detailing the extent of the alleged drug abuse. The report called Trump's White House was awash in speed and Xanax. Quotes the outlet's insider sources as saying the White House medical unit was like the Wild West. Pardon me, and staffers had easy access to powerful stimulants and sedatives. Well, if you get too high, you got to come down a little, right?
Cannonball, baby.
According to interviews with four former senior administration officials and other with knowledge of the matter, the stimulant was routinely given to staffers, you know, who needed an energy boost after a late night or just a pick-me-up to handle another day at the uniquely stressful job. As one of the former officials tells Rolling Stone, the White House at the time was awash in speed. Why don't we get speed at the office? It's not a perk here at Civic.
God, I get a little tired after lunch sometimes.
Mondays are hard. Hard.
Really, I could use a little speed, man. Maybe I work in the White House. Knowledgeable sources say that samples of the stimulant were passed around for those contributing lines to major Trump speeches, working late hours on foreign policy initiatives, responding to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe, coping with the deluge of media inquiries around the investigation, and so much more.
Wait. So it went something like this. Lock her up.
Wait, there's so much corruption in this swamp. We got to lock her up with all these people. They're going to come vote for Donald Trump. It's going to be an election. It's going to be rigged. It's a rigged election. Lock her up. I'll be right back. Mike, that's what do you think?
Dom, it wasn't just speed, according to the report. Not just speeders. Modafinil, also known by the brand name Provigil, wasn't the only controlled substance that Trump officials, young and old, routinely acquired. Well, we heard about Rudy and the little blue pill. A lot of Viagra popping, apparently, from Rudy. It was kind of like the Wild West. Things were pretty loose. Whatever someone needs, we were going to fill this, one source said, with direct knowledge of the matter recalls. It also says the anti-anxiety medication Xanax was also popular, easy to get drug during the Trump years. Three sources tell us Xanax, just popping Xanax. Neither Xanax nor its generic alprazolam, not a big fan of the Xanax, Dom, is mentioned in the Pentagon report, which notes that it is not a comprehensive list of controlled substances ordered during the Trump years. Well, Don Jr.'s list would be extensive. Two people with direct knowledge of the situation recall senior officials getting Xanax from the White House medical unit and then sharing it with colleagues. That's what friends do, Dom. The report further says, during Trump's presidency, two sources say, senior staffers would repeatedly down Xanax with alcohol.
I don't think you're supposed to mix those two things.
Well, you know, liquor's quicker with Xanax. 844-967-2789. Well, you get to ride home in the motorcade, don't you?
Well, I mean, I, so I, I'm very curious about this. I mean, is there any limitations? You know, is there any comeuppance? I mean, if you can just go and get a script, does it even matter? Hey, my arm hurts. I need some Xanax. Oh my God, I'm really tired. I need some speed and whatever else you got. I mean, the miracles of modern medicine, man. Who's got time to go onto the street to get it? You can just go to Dr. Feelgood. But if we do that, anybody else does that in any sort of work environment, you know what I mean? There would be consequences to me standing around passing out Xanax. I'm just saying. But then I wonder if it's that easy for this administration, was it? Granted, there's a Pentagon Inspector General report, but is this uncommon? I mean, if I'm in the White House and I'm, you know, got to be up all night, and all of a sudden, you know, been drinking it since dinner time, well, maybe a little happy hour, all of a sudden there's
you went out partying with Rudy in this hypothetical, did you?
I got to get back to the White House and I need to get straight. I mean, isn't there a pill for that? Bring me down. I got work to do. I'll be here. I'll leave here tomorrow. Okay, here you go. I mean, in some ways, I'm a little offended because, of course, no one's getting prosecuted when you got docs, you know, writing bad scripts and just, you know, filling the mouths. And who knows, were they selling them out the back door? Because if they're that easy to get, I might be able to move a few for you. You know what I mean? But above and beyond that, you know, the work environment. I mean, was it really needed or was this actually drug abuse? Just asking because, you know, I think these things matter. 844-967-2789. I got a little history on that. Hey, Wisco Paul, you are up. Happy Monday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Oh, happy Monday to you guys.
Buddy, you having some nice Xanax story, with the spotted cows tonight?
No, don't mix that.
I haven't tried. That's one of the few things I haven't tried.
don't do drugs, Danny.
Yeah, good. Hey, you know what? The first point I want to make, it took Garland a year to appoint a special prosecutor, and that really set things back a whole year. You may have some conclusion by now, but the other thing with all the stuff that's going on with Trump, and I mean the list is so long, I can't even keep track of it anymore. And with Cheeseboro and fake electors and J6 and twice impeached, all this stuff is going on. And this guy is still up, Devils, 5 points in the swing states. I mean, I have no explanation for that. He's up 5 points. That was the polls that were done this morning in the swing states. And personally, I think Trump is the only person Biden could beat. If anybody else was running, I don't think Biden would win. But this has got me great. This has really got me concerned. Garland's in his hand.
Don't worry, Paul. Listen, man. Listen. Stay vigilant. Stay aware. Keep people voting. All that kind of stuff. No doubt. But again, this environment we find ourselves in today, this circumstance that we see, the smells we smell, the things we see, it'll be different, man. In 3 weeks from today, the first criminal trial starts against Donald Trump. 3 weeks from today. Now, I know it's not the one we really want, not the one that matters for history, Paulie. You know, maybe it's the taxes that took down Al Capone, and it'll be the fraud from, you know, you don't even know what a write-off is, Jerry. He's going to take down Donald Trump. I mean, if that's what it is, okay. But that's one. And then after a couple of months, it'll maybe be another one, man. And you know, and I get it. There's a lot of angst out there. But let's just hold on for a little while. Let's see how things play out. But stay vigilant. But be positive. I think if nothing else, and we saw these rulings come down, and, you know, Crude, if I'm nothing, I'm an optimist.
Oh, I've always thought that of you. Optimist. Make my glass half full of tequila again.
If what I think has happened is comes to fruition in history, and we look back over the years from now, what we will not be able to say as a people is that Trump did not get every opportunity afforded to him by friendly judges and justices and circumstance and politicians and those that would enable. I mean, Donald Trump is going to have and continues to have every single opportunity, and he's still going to be convicted of stuff and that will impact this election. And so while I'm certainly not pleased with the particular rulings, especially the scope apparently of this new ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, if justice ends up being served as slow and monotonous as it may be, we can look back proudly 10 years from now and know that, you know what? We didn't just railroad this guy through. We didn't run him over. He had every opportunity. He had friendly judges. And you know what? He was still found guilty of A, B, C, D. Line him up, knock him down.
You know, you're not the only one feeling optimistic today, Dom. Apparently in the face of this 9-0 ruling, you know who else is glass half full? Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy.
Me and Mike, baby. Me and Mike.
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell has been warned that he could face jail time after hosting a website with allegedly stolen election data from Colorado. During a Monday interview on Real America's Voice, call us, Mike, 844-967-2789. I mean, if you're going to confess to some criming, this would be the show.
Yeah,
Lindell reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that found states could not remove Donald Trump from the 24 presidential, you know, for the insurrection, Dom. Lindell called Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold evil for her role in trying to remove Trump from the ballot. She's evil. Lindell said Griswold was also behind other legal action against the 2020 election deniers. I mean, the crime she's committed is unbelievable, he told host Jack Posobiec. But I think it's Posobiec, something like that. Then what she's done against Tina Peters and the whole group. Now, Lindell reminded the audience that he had defiantly posted an allegedly stolen copy of data from a Dominion voting machine. He's talking about this. He's bragging about it on the televisions. I put the whole image out there, Jack, a year and a half ago, and the media won't even tell people about it. The pillow executive opined. My lawyers are going, Mike, you could go to jail. You know, I said, I don't care. I've been there before, but that was for crack. That's a different reason, not for sheer stupidity. You know, the world needs to know what this woman did, this Jenna Griswold. Again, she's the evil one. But here's the optimism part. Lindell predicted that Trump's Supreme Court ruling would also mean a 9-0 decision in his favor, you know, because they're on a roll. I've said a long time ago that the Supreme Court would end up voting 9-0 in a lot of issues. Everybody, we have a huge case that's going to get to the Supreme Court, and I believe it within 2 weeks, Jack, and we're going to get the word out of everywhere when we make this announcement. It's very much like Trump, and I'm reading this word for word. When we make this announcement, my lawyers and myself, when we make this announcement, it's one thing. The people need to know that at the Supreme Court so they can accept it. And I believe when they do it, it's going to be another 9-0.
Now, I mean, Dom, maybe it makes sense if you're smoking crack, but I didn't quite understand what he's talking about.
If you'll recall, Dom, Mike Lindell is facing billions of dollars of lawsuits from the Dominion voting systems and the Smartmatic. And apparently he thinks this 9-0, you know, the fact they haven't removed Trump from the ballot means this he will
both well for him.
Yeah. Also do well. You know, but one must wonder, you know, did the try all the drugs strategy, did that extend to friends and family like Mike Lindell?
They only until the age of 27, Gertie. But Gertie, breaking news from the Raw on the Twitters, Rep. Ronnie Jackson, a.k.a. Dr. Feelgood. He has a comment. He replied on the Twitters. He had some things to say. I'm not going to tell you now. You're going to have to wait. Come back with
this
us.
This was a Pentagon IG report. This wasn't just like the liberal media making stuff up. Although I find it to be hilarious.
It was probably the woke Pentagon, and that's a liberal rag. Ronnie Jackson, he tweets out a response to the Dr. Feelgood accusations from the Rolling Stone and, you know, the Pentagon. Come back with us. One more segment. 844-967-2789.
Congressman Feelgood to you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Save time with a fresh coat in one coat. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container,
transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show hour, last segment of the day. So if you have something to say, call us right now at 844-967-2789. Stick around, our friends from Busted Pencils coming up next.
Dom, they used to call you Dr. Feelgood in college, but mostly because Dr. Seeds and Stems didn't have the same ring to it.
Oh, it's a different world, man. It's a different world.
844-967-2789. So
I got the breaking news.
I know you claim you got some breaking news.
I guess so. I got it. So Ronnie Jackson, he was the White House doctor in the past.
Doctor Congressman Ronnie.
Yes. Now he's a congressman from Texas.
I never trusted a grown man who's called Ronnie.
Hey, call me Nikki. Remember, this is the guy that said, quote, about Donald Trump and his physical health. He has incredibly good genes, and it's just the way God made him. I told the president that if he had a healthier diet over the last 20 years, he might live to be 200 years old. That's the doctor. Here's what he had to say, his criticism of reporting over at the Rolling Stone that we referenced in the last segment. Quote from Rep. Dr. Feelgood, Rolling Stone is nothing but a liberal rag used as a propaganda tool for the far left zealots. They never get tired of lying. They just published another garbage hit piece directed at the Trump administration based on anonymous sources. Pathetic! Stop lying and name your sources. All caps. Morons! You know, he's got a little Trumpy in him too, man. It's amazing how this all is kind of like spills over to the rest of the wannabe hack fascists. 844-967-2789. He's refuting it, folks. There you go.
Dominic, I've got a few of the texters. I love the text line as well. We got one. Given the crazies in the Trump administration, I'd probably be on Xanax 24/7 as well. And if you think it was bad then, given Trump's dementia, fueled anger and hatred, it would only get worse if he's appointed president by the Electoral College again. Here's another one. Drake from Green Bay, GBW texter, says apparently the White House is as loose with prescriptions as Trump is with his bowels.
Oh, God. Didn't need to hear that.
We do have a musical request as well. Please play some Dr. John in the Medicine Shop. I don't know if I'm familiar with that one.
The Medicine Shop from Dr. John?
Yeah.
Was it Dr. John and the Medicine Shop? 844-967-2789. We'll figure it out.
Yes, by the way, Dana texts in from La Crosse, from God's Country on the Eagle. A porn stash is just one step up from a wanker.
Hang on. So what define a porn stash? Because if you shaved off that bottom of that goatee, you look like you'd have a porn stash.
No, because I trim my mustache up. I keep it, you know, the beard's a little scruffy, but the mustache is trimmed from my lip and above.
Does Magnum from mustache. The 80s, is that a porn stash?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Especially if it extends beyond the corners of the mouth when it's, you know, elongated.
A line of your mouth, if you're going to, like, have your lips pursed, like, straight across. It can't go further down than that.
When you got the mustache that goes out beyond your lips, And it's thick and it's fluffy.
Like, kind of like yours. Like
Ned Flanders. I don't have that. It's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
You're so wrong again.
It's just as terrible, you and Chuck Todd with your goatee. Come on, man.
Well, Chuck Todd is also trying to distract from his bad hairline.
Wait, and I'm sorry, who is?
Chuck Todd.
Oh, Chuck, not you?
Well, I'm beyond whatever Chuck Todd did to keep his hair on top, whether it was a rug or, you know, some minoxidil or whatever. I just gave up because bald is beautiful, baby. At least that's what I tell myself when I squint with the one eye in the mirror and I'm looking. I go, oh, damn, you're still sexy.
Dude, it's the same way you look at the scale. 844-967-2789. Jack from the Mac.
I like to look when it's still rocking up and down. Then I just hop off when it's on one of the down.
Get off on the down, right? Get off.
How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, I'd be doing better if Trump had been kept off the ballot. But hopefully he will be voted against. Hopefully he'll end up in the dustbin of history, because that's exactly where he belongs, if not some other place where he's wearing a color matched jumpsuit to his complexion. It does amaze me that people consider voting for an insurrectionist who's been guilty of a whole bunch of stuff already, and Biden's too old, and Biden's has no control on the border. And this is crazy. I cannot believe. Well, I guess I can. I have to. But it really does amaze me, and it gets me a little bit sick to my stomach thinking that Americans will actually do this. End of comments again for the day.
Don't, thanks, Jack. You mean do this again? You know, I mean, here's the thing. So here comes Donald Trump coming down the golden escalator. Oh, you know, those Mexicans with their big calves, and some very fine people too. I'm going to be mixing up my Republicans, but you get the general gist, right? We know with Donald Trump, even if you didn't know then, certainly you have a better sense now. And the MAGAs and the Republicans are the ones that aren't ostracized from the party, the ones that aren't labeled rhinos for immediately not following a directive from the orange god. They all step in line to follow the fascism. Go ahead, Kurt.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again.
Right? This is what they saw. The bankers have seen this, and they're, yep, I want more of that. I want more Donald Trump. I think if it weren't for all you folks, he's making America great again. This is exactly the kind of vitriolic angst and anger and absent-mindedness and narcissism and projection that we crave. He's our guy.
Less important, but I just saw this headline, and it's troubling to me, Dom.
What's
79%
that?
Of Americans, live in a county with a legal cannabis dispensary. 79%.
What?
Not us. That's the only Dr. Feelgood I need, Dom.
Guess we got to get in the White House, man. You run a really good doctor.
We'd change things from the inside out. The call is coming from inside the house. Nick or Bob there?
A lot of overtime.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Educated educators talking education. The Busted Pencils next on the Civic Media Network. We'll do Super Tuesday tomorrow. Please tune in.
Oh, thank you, Nate, on the board and our fair audience. We'll see you tomorrow.
And Chuck Walla.
Thank you, Chuck.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming up Tuesday on Matt and Air On Air, Fancy Brian Kelly joins us to kick around the news. In hour number 2, all things Wisconsin with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Eve.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump and Republican rival Nikki Haley praising today's unanimous Supreme Court.